this is Apollo 10, over.
Apollo 10, this is Houston, go ahead.
Roger, what we're doing now is in a temporary hold here for a stowage and securant. I think we are ending up bringing back more than we took.
Roger, we'll be asking you some questions about your stowage in a few minutes. We're getting organized to run through the LCL here with you. Over.
Roger. Furthermore, it's quite clear to me that if you pack up a food bag, when you open it up and eat the food out of it, you still got more stuff to dispose of than you started with.
Roger, the surgeons
I guess
are...
what I'm saying is right now...
surgeons are wondering if you have negative intake or something.
No, we're eating. What I wonder is how we're going to get 15 pounds in a 10-pound sack.
In scientific terms, Bruce, that is known as a limit. Over.
Houston, Roger out.
Apollo 10 is 181,779 nautical miles from the Earth. Velocity 4,846 feet per second.
Hello, Apollo 10, Houston, over.
Roger.
Hello, Charlie. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, Gene. How are you guys getting along this afternoon?
Pretty good.
What? Sounds good. Hey, we got a couple items for you. If you'll break out your LCL recovery checklist, I'd like to go down where you've got the items returned and the storage location just by item number. Over.
Yeah, Charlie, but we're not quite ready to do that yet. Can you hold on to maybe a couple hours?
Roger. We'll hold off till tomorrow whenever you get ready. We're standing by. Retro's interested. Also, the people in the back room have been working for 3 days on the water bag, and we got a procedure for you that has been refined on separating out the bubble if you want a lot of exercise. Over.
Go ahead with your procedure there, over.
Well, good. I didn't know whether you wanted that or not. First off, it's quite lengthy. It's full page. I'll try to go through it slowly, and we can talk it through it and ask some questions. First off, fill the entire bag, both top compartment and bottom compartment, about half full of water. Then work the water and the gas to the lower compartment by either spinning it or just kneading it down. Now, then after you get it all in the bottom, spin it up and then let it come to rest slowly. And if possible, then squeeze the gas, if you have any gas in the upper compartment, squeeze the gas out of the upper compartment. Now, if the bubble is present in the lower compartment and top compartment is empty, add some more water to the approximate size of the bubble. Then you want to spin it up again, as in step three. Now, after you spin it up again, you should have gas in the top, or partially gas in the top, and gas and water in the bottom. And repeat the procedure, add more water to approximate bubble size, and spin it again. And by the time you get finished, you should have all of the gas in the top and a compartment, that is, and then the bottom compartment should be just about full of water. Now, if you fill it too full, so you got the bottom full of water and the top full of water, or partially full of water, then the only way you can get that bubble out of there then is to squeeze out the bubble and the water in the top compartment. The object is to get the bottom compartment completely full of water and the gas in the top compartment, and then you can vent it off by pinching off the lower compartment. And if you if that sounds reasonable to you guys, you can try it. It's going to take a lot of spinning, but that's what they recommend in the back room after 3 days. Over.
Hey, Charlie, with all due respect, would you play back Glenn's tape recorder there on his desk and listen to yourself and then give us a call?
Okay, I guess you couldn't understand that.
No, we understood it.
I told you you might not want this.
Listen, babe, I'm glad that's all we got to worry about at the moment.
Me too, Gino. We had this thing here, and if that was the only recommendations we could come up with, and as I said, if you wanted lots of exercise, you could do it. But if not, you know the general principle of the thing, and it's your druthers. Adios.
We appreciate the homework that was done on it.
Now, here we are with this thing, Charlie. Now, what do we do with that bag that's down in the bottom? I mean, that bubble that's in the bottom?
Have you got all the water out of the top?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is the bottom part...
I got all the water in the bottom.
Understand, you got all the water in the bottom. Now, is the bottom compartment completely full of water?
Yep. Yeah.
And it's still got a bubble in it, right?
Yeah, it's still got a bubble in it.
Okay, then it's not completely full of water, and what you want to do is add some more water and spin it again.
That didn't work.
Hey, Paula 10 Houston, you still swinging a bag?
Stand by, Charlie. Over.